Welcome to Hope is Here. As we get into late January here, I know that a lot of people are already getting weary with just dealing with the COVID pandemic, just things that have happened in our capital and just with the presidential situation. Just so much going on, and I know people are already mentally and emotionally weary going into 2021. And yet, I want to encourage you today. I want to share with you, it's just three verses in Ephesians chapter 1 when Paul was writing that book, but just a lot of nuggets in that. And as I was reading that recently, it just really kind of spoke in my spirit that there are ways that can help us to press forward in 2021, to press forward. And, you know, it'd be nice if one day when it's in heaven where we won't have to strive and do things. But right now, as we know, this is not our home. And we have an enemy that comes to steal and to kill and destroy. Jesus warned us about that in John 10, verse 10. And yet, I'm thankful in that very next breath, he said, but I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And I believe these three verses, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19, if you want to look those up, you got your Bible, or if you get on an app, but I want to share those three verses with you and share some things that I think can help us press forward in 2021. Paul writes, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Anybody want to know God better in 2021? Paul goes on to say, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. And, you know, he talks here about the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. And, you know, I know that a lot of people are football fans and Super Bowl's coming up. But, you know, the Saints are not just a football team in New Orleans, okay? If you're a follower of Jesus, you are considered a saint. And don't mean that you're perfect or anything, but you are chosen to be a saint with Jesus. And one day we'll be with all of the saints, those of us who have surrendered our one and only lives to God through his one and only son, Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's one of the things that I get so reminded of often, is that we can't live off our parents' faith, maybe our grandparents', our spouse's faith, our pastor's faith. We all have to have our own personal and intimate relationship with God through a personal relationship with Jesus. And I don't want you to be in fear today. And I shared this verse, did a topic about exchanging the gift of fear for faith the first week of January. If you missed that program, I believe it was January 3rd, if I'm not mistaken, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out that 14-minute program. But you know, I based all that off 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And I really do believe to not be in fear at times, it takes that self-discipline that God says he freely gives to us as his sons and daughters. And that he gives us power, and he helps us to love those who are unlovely. Even when we are badly being fearful, 2 Timothy 1 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but he's given us a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. And you know, right now, with all that's going on in our country, the light shines brightest in the darkness. And as followers of Jesus, we are walking in the light. And there used to be that song we sang as I was a kid growing up, they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. And I just want to encourage you today to ask Jesus to help you, those that are unlovely, to those that maybe have a different opinion than you do in the political situation or what's going on in our country with so many things, to wear a mask or not to wear a mask, but to love others the way Jesus loves you. And the only way you can do that is by spending time with him. And I'm so thankful that you're doing that today, whether it's on the radio or if it's through the podcast. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, right now, we need to keep our spiritual tanks filled. And I want to encourage you sometimes maybe to go back and re-listen to one of our programs. And we've got over 800 programs on our website, hopeishere.today. And also, you can get those emailed to you. Go to our website, hopeishere.today, and just there's a place there. It'll show you. You can put your email in, and Susan will get you taken care of, and we'll get the program sent to you each day. Or follow us on iTunes or the Podbean app. Just simply in the search engine on iTunes or the Podbean app, type in Hope Is Here, and you can just follow us, and they'll automatically be sent to you. But to have power, love, and self-discipline, you need to be encouraged in God's Word and hearing messages of hope and strength and power to help you press forward in 2021. But I want to share seven things with you from these, I'm sorry, six things that I want to share with you through these three verses there in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. And the very first one is, if you're going to press forward in 2021, you have to stay persistent in asking for wisdom. Stay persistent in asking for wisdom. I really like there at the beginning of that verse in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, where Paul says, I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. He didn't just say, I asked. He said, I keep asking. And for us, I know some of the living, you're like me, that you get weary sometimes of praying with that. But I want to encourage you today. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. And if you give up, friends, Satan wins. I mean, I was trying to think of a nice, kind way to say it there, but I just think sometimes you just have to kind of be blunt. And I know that's not warm and fuzzy, but when you give up on a situation, 95% of the time, not always, sometimes it is just time to walk away. So please don't mishear me, okay? Sometimes it is. You've done all you can. It's just say, okay, Lord, you close that door for whatever reason, and it's time to walk away. But most of the time, when we give up is something we really feel God's called us to do, man, Satan wins, and I don't want you to let Satan win. So one of the ways we do that is just be by staying persistent and asking God for wisdom. And a lot of you may be familiar with the parable of the persistent widow, Luke chapter 18. If you got your Bible, I want to look at that because it just echoes what I just shared with you about staying persistent and asking God for wisdom. It says in Luke 18, chapter 18, verse 1, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. I mean, somebody listening today, maybe you need to write that verse down. Put it on a post-it note in your bathroom mirror, in your by the coffee pot, on your laptop, in your cubicle at work, just places that you will see it. Maybe I know some people like to place Bible verses all throughout their house just to help them. But what a great one there. And I honestly had not noticed that until I was preparing this talk about, I know the parable of the persistent widow, but in verse 1 there, it starts out saying Jesus told them a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. I mean, before he shares the actual story, it's letting you know there that you should always pray and not give up. And remember, we talked about pray, about what happens when we pray a couple weeks ago. I believe it was on the January 5th program. When we pray, it causes us to pause. The letter R causes us to reflect. A, it adjoins us with God, just like adjoining rooms when you go on a trip somewhere and you have that open door between the rooms so you can come in and out, spend time with friends and family. That adjoins us with God when we pray. And then the Y, it yields our hearts to him. We start to do what God would want us to do and hear his voice. And do what John chapter 3, verse 30 says, that Jesus must increase and I must decrease. But Jesus goes on to say about in this parable of the persistent widow. He said in verse 2, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice again against my adversary. And like that there in verse 3, he says it kept coming to the judge. She kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time, the judge refused. But finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, in other words, she keeps asking, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And then the Lord said in verse 6 of Luke chapter 18, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, Jesus said, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? You know, we don't talk about this very often on Hope Is Here, less than a handful of times in the over 3 years that I've been blessed and honored to be able to do this program. But, you know, Jesus is coming back someday. He's coming back for us, those of us that are followers of Jesus. And yet, Jesus right there in the last verse there in verse 8 of Luke chapter 18, he says, I tell you, will he see when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? And I've got to ask you today, if Jesus did come back today, and a lot of the signs in the Bible line up that tells us when we can know that God is going to come back, the Son Jesus, and you know, he left as a lamb, but he's coming back as a lion. And he's going to take over and establish his kingdom here on earth. And a lot of the signs that the Bible warns us that have to be in place, they're already there. Yet obviously the Bible says it's God's desire that no person shall perish. And I think that's what he's waiting on. But let's be honest, as things have been going on in our country, we don't value human life as much. Abortion and just so many other things. People are just so selfish. We've redefined what marriage is, sexuality. You can change your gender. I mean, there's so many things that we have decided to change that God has done and make them man-made. And so I got to ask you today, where is your faith? How is your faith? And if Jesus did come back, would he find you to be a person of faith? And friends, I know the thing that helps me the most when I can stand as a person of faith is by spending time with God, spending time in his word to pray, listening to worship music and singing songs, spending time with other believers, listening to programs and podcasts like Hope Is Here that bless me and help encourage me so I can continue to run the race of faith. And yet it's not easy. But I'm thankful in James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So if you need help with your faith and you need some wisdom, do what James chapter 1, verse 5 says. Ask God, because he does give generously, and he gives without finding fault, and he will give wisdom to you. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Invite somebody else to join us as we continue looking on how to press forward in 2021. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Serving Central Kentucky since 2012, Gluten-Free Miracles is Lexington's locally owned healthy bakery and cafe. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, there are lots of delicious options. If you're on a paleo, keto, or vegan eating plan, then Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is also the place for you. Need a birthday cake or anniversary cake for that special occasion? Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe can also assist you there. Conveniently located off Nicholasville Road behind Jeff's Car Wash. Visit them today or check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.